All right, listen, this guy in Birmingham, Steve, he started out as a contractor slash handyman, and he says he was inspired by you to get into radio, okay? And the great news is that he just started, he just landed a show on a station in Birmingham. His name is Joe Lockett. Everybody say, hey, Joe. Shout
What's
out
up,
to
Joe
Lockett.
Lockett.
Yeah.
What's up, Joe Lockett?
Joe Lockett.
Joe Lockett. He posted on Facebook. He said, I stood by Steve Harvey's picture 6 years ago, a picture of you, Steve, on the home station, Hot 107.7, on their vehicle, on their station vehicle, and said, never be afraid to dream big. Years ago, I sat in the back of the room at a Steve Harvey event and said, one day, I want to do what he's doing. His message to you, Steve, is simply thank you. Never be afraid to dream big and follow in someone else's footsteps. Check this out, Steve, as inspired by you. Joe Lockett's radio show is from 3 to 5 p.m. on WXJC-FM 101.1. Congratulations to Joe Lockett. So, I mean, basically, he wasn't afraid to jump. You inspired him. You know
now
what
you
I'm
can't
saying?
Be afraid. Yeah. Way to go, Joe Lockett. Congratulations.
That's big.
And that's a message
big.
For everyone, wouldn't you say, Steve?
I mean, for anybody that's thinking about it, here's the deal. You go around this track in life one time. You don't get two laps. You go once. You start, you finish. It's one time round. It's just a long track. That's all. Or you're running cross country. But at one day, it has to end. Why not, during the run the race that you love to run? Wake up and chase something you love to chase. Go to bed realizing that when I wake up in the morning, God willing, man, I'm going to get another opportunity to get another day closer. Everybody should experience that before they die. Everybody.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Bishop Jake said one time, I would hate to die and never do the thing I was born to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, congratulations to Joe Lockett.
Yeah.
Go
Who's
going
to be the next Joe Lockett? He's got his own radio
what?
Show.
Go ahead,
That's
Joe.
So good.
Yeah, I was reading his post on Facebook, Steve, and he was saying, you know, how you motivate people.
But you know what, though?
By.
Those are the people that I wake up for in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's people, you know, I always say this. Hate is louder, but love is stronger.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when you at work, I'm just talking to everybody now, sometimes you get beat up by the haters and you don't even know where it's coming from. And it seems like it's a large, like it's an overwhelming number. Because when they gang up, they get on the roll. Them trolls get on the roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be
trolls
bad comment after comment after comment. Trolls on the roll, that's what I call it. And so next thing you know, it's bad comment after comment. And you might start feeling, man, everybody, it ain't everybody, y'all.
Mm-mm.
It ain't nowhere near everybody. Because people bring me stuff all the time. Man, they everybody talking about you, Steve. Hey, dog. You're reading a blog. You got problems when you got something negative and it's on CNN and Fox. Your ass got a problem. Because now, dog, we somewhere else.
Yeah.
But if it's on a blog, it's on a blog. Stop letting these people throw your day off course. Because guess what? In 48 hours, mm-hmm. they're going to find something else.
Yeah.
Because they're bottom feeders, man. And they just look for fresh doo-doo. That's all they do. They just look for fresh doo-doo. Because they're
he
bottom
really
feeders.
That.
No, they really do. Mm-hmm. I want to say something else, but I want to stay on the air.
And we want you to
so
stay
So we're
going to
go with doo-doo.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, when we didn't have social media when we were growing up, that, you know, everybody didn't know what you were doing anyway unless you told them. You know, now people know everything that you're doing. So, like you say, here come the trolls. Here come the haters.
But the sad part, Shirley, is everybody want everybody to know.
Yeah.
Which opens yourself up for. Right.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm telling y'all, this ain't what you really want because you do not know what this is.
The fame
and what
part,
comes
you mean.
No. It's a price right now because of the internet. It's made the price for fame too high.
Yeah.
But what about the part, though, Steve? I mean, take away the fame and all that. What about the part in your heart that you mentor young men and you help people and you inspire people?
Right.
That desire that you have to give back, I mean,
to change people's
lives. It's working.
Lives.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean,
right.
It is.
Joe Lockett just showed us that.
And like I say, I appreciate the love. Even though hate is louder, it's the love is stronger. And the love is what keeps you going.
Mm-hmm.
For the Joe Locketts out there.
Yeah.
For the Ernie Teens out there. For the young boys that I mentor.
Yeah.
For the women who've been inspired or changed by a book or learning how to have more self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, like I always say, my career is what I'm paid for, but my calling is what I'm made for. And I truly believe that's a part of my calling.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure for me, to go to work with you every day, man.
Yeah.
I see it firsthand.
Yeah,
I see how to handle situations.
Uh-huh.
By something, I learn something from him every single day.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, listen, coming up at the top of the hour. What do you remember about your childhood? What do you remember most about your childhood? Think about that.
Throw that out there.
We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.